advanced weapons like the M4, the congressman's choice, and the AR-15, the school shooter's choice and the top-selling rifle in the nation, notably in the past 2 weeks. Well, Gohmert replied, for the reason George Washington said, a free people should be an armed people. It insures against the tyranny of the government. If they know that the biggest army is the American people, then you don't have the tyranny that came from King George. That is why it was put in there. That's why, once you start drawing the line, where do you stop? After Sandy Hook, as after the Columbine horror in 1999, and the dozens of mass shootings since, many Americans, gun owners among them, wondered why any sane person would require a rapid-fire killing machine with a foot-long banana clip to feel safe in his or her home or person, let alone to take target practice, shoot skeet, or hunt rabbits. But for the Hobbesian gun nuts of Gohmert's ilk, the essence of the Second Amendment, when all is said and done, is not about any of that. Its real, irreducible purpose is to enable some self-designated fraction of the American people, in a pinch, to make war against the American government, to overthrow it by force and violence, if that is deemed necessary. If that's the line you draw, then where, logically, do you stop? In Georgian times, when the amendment